Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to the Good Vibes, Good Life podcast with your host, Vex King. Vex King is a mind coach, writer, and lifestyle entrepreneur out of the UK, and he'll be helping you live a more positive lifestyle because he recognizes that good vibes are essential for living a good life. Let's go!
Hey, what's up everyone? It's Vex King here, and the truth is you can live the life of your dreams and experience heaps of happiness, but all these things stem from the way you use your mind. Throughout this series, I'll be sharing empowering perspectives, spiritual wisdom, inspirational stories, life lessons, and much more to help you transform yourself and your life into something greater. As I've mentioned in previous episodes, our beliefs are our truths, and they define our reality. What is true for you may not be true for somebody else, as I mentioned in episode 2. For example, if I ask you to name the best footballer in the world, I'm sure I'll hear various opinions. Not everyone believes the same things, and that's okay. Yet, sometimes people force their beliefs upon us and end up limiting our potential throughout life. Let me just play you this short and inspirational clip featuring rapper Jay-Z, where he talks about believing in yourself.
What I believe is, like, you know, don't listen to anyone. Everybody's scared. You know, everyone tells you how things worked out, but it worked out for you that way. You know, it's even hard for me to, like, you know, I say, you know, this is, I just give the information and then let the artist make their decision.
Right.
I can't say, you should do this because this is how it works. You know, it may not work that way for, you know, artist A or B or C, the same way it worked out for me. All I can do is provide information. So don't listen to anyone because their experience is unique to who they are. You know what I mean? And then a lot of people will try to put their fears on you. You can't do that. No, you can't do it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So they just projecting, they're putting things that they don't believe that they can do on you. And you may possibly could do it. Like my uncle, like, I don't think he meant, and I know I'm killing him. I'm saying him so many times. Yeah, I know he's going to be at Christmas. Like, why do you keep bringing this up? You know, my uncle, he was telling me, like, I'm never going to, my uncle said I never sell a million records. I sold a million records like a million times. You know, so he was, I'm sure he, I'm his nephew. I know I don't think he meant any malice.
He wanted the best for you, but
he just was
didn't
projecting
believe.
His fears right. and things that, like, are you crazy? How are you going to do that? How? You know, I'm sure there's things that I do now that he can't believe that I was able to accomplish. But he couldn't even see it at the time. So he was just projecting, putting his fears on me. So the whole thing is just, you know, and always believe you're great, even before anybody else believes it.
Considering how much Jay-Z has achieved throughout his lifetime, I find this clip extremely inspiring. It just goes to show that so many superstars and people that we witness on TV have had pushback from people close to them. Nevertheless, they have succeeded because they have believed in themselves. And I think this is one of the hardest things to do, especially when the people around you or the things around you don't give you confidence to believe in yourself. So how do you believe in yourself or strengthen your beliefs when it comes to your dreams? Someone sent me this question through Twitter this week, and I replied with three particular ways, and I'm going to discuss them in this episode. I know how tough it is when no one believes in you or thinks that your dreams are unrealistic. However, I also know it doesn't matter what other people think. What matters more than anything is that you believe in yourself. When I was growing up, there was no one around me that was doing the things that I wanted to do. So when I talked about achieving these great things, people often told me to be more realistic or pull my head out of the clouds and go and study. There were a lot of times that I believed them and I thought that my life was never going to turn out the way I imagined it to be and I needed to stop living in dreamland. But deep down, I always knew I was meant for more and I knew that if I didn't at least go after my dreams, I'd live with regret throughout my life. But believing in your dreams when your life looks nothing like your dreams is one of the hardest things to do. One of the things that keeps me going even till this day is that I read a lot of success stories. Once you see what people have gone through and all the hardship that they've overcome to achieve what they've achieved, then you'll realize that you can also do the same thing. It's also a great way to inspire yourself and drive motivation towards your goals. For example, if you're an author, even before you release a book, you can read J.K. Rowling's success story. And in there, you'll realize that she actually got rejected by 12 publishers for her first book before she was picked up by a small London publisher. And just before that, she was on welfare and she was depressed, you know, just going, having gone through a divorce and being a single mother. So for her, it probably seemed like the odds were against her. Thankfully, though, she never gave up and she's now become one of the most successful women throughout history. I think inspiration and beliefs go hand in hand. When you find inspiration, they develop your beliefs. And this leads me to my second suggestion, which is look for inspiration in your own life. I'm sure there have been times where you've achieved things that you once thought you couldn't. Or maybe you did believe that you could achieve those things, but it was other people that didn't believe it. Either way, you made it happen, and if you made that happen, you can make other things happen, even if they are bigger. Our minds are quite rational, and we believe things based on proof. Like Jay-Z said, people believe things depending on how life turned out for them. When you start looking for the proof in your life, and not just other people's lives, you start reaffirming your beliefs. The more proof you can gather, the stronger your case becomes within your mind. Eventually, you'll have more reason to believe than not to believe. And this leads me to my third and final suggestion. Set some small goals to achieve first, because success breeds confidence. It also develops momentum. Just think of a footballer, for example. Once they score one goal, they'll have more confidence to score another. And if they score two goals, they'll have heaps of confidence to score as many as they can. And when they go into the next game on a high, they're more likely to score again because of this confidence. So set some small goals that are big enough to stretch you. So for example, if your aim is to save £10,000 by the end of the year, then you would need to save around, £834 a month. If you were previously only saving £100 a month, then this jump is going to seem a little too high and a little too unrealistic in your own mind. So start with a small amount, maybe half that, and say around £400 in the first month. Now, I know this is way off the target, but then in the second month, you can increase this after you've achieved the £400. And then eventually, you can increase it so much that it surpasses the £834 that you had to save within the month to reach your target. Even if you come up short, at least it will be greater than the original £100 you were saving per month. Breaking big goals down into smaller goals is not only a great way to meet them, but it's a great way to stay motivated. Even if you want to start your own business, the initial goal can seem overwhelming. That's why some people don't even attempt to take it on or they talk themselves out of it. However, if you set an initial goal just to get your business plan together, for example, once it's done, you'll not only feel like doing more, but you'll believe you can actually do more. Lily Singh, who goes by the name of Superwoman, is one of the biggest YouTubers in the world. She used to set targets for how many subscribers she wanted on her channel. And once she had achieved a certain target, she'd cross it out and replace it with a new target. Her aim all along was to be a global entertainer, and now she is that person. I'm sure that as she saw her subscribers rise and saw herself meeting these targets, her faith and belief also strengthened. And when you truly believe from the bottom of your heart that you can achieve something, you will then go on and achieve it. I do hope you like this episode. If you want to hear more of my perspectives on life, you can follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram under the username VexKing, which is all spelled together. If you're listening through iTunes, I'd be extremely grateful if you could leave me a rating. Finally, thank you for listening to the Good Vibes, Good Life podcast with me, VexKing. I'm sending much love and light your way. Until next time, wishing you all the best.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.